Books on Tape presents Crashing Through, a true story of risk, adventure, and the man who dared to see, by Robert Kersen. Read by Doug Ordunio. To Amy, Nate, and Will, you are wherever I look. To dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. Not to dare is to lose oneself. Søren Kierkegaard. Chapter 1. Mike May's life was near perfect when, on February 11, 1999, he made his way to the dais in the ballroom of San Francisco's St. Francis Hotel. The 46-year-old businessman had been invited to present the prestigious Kay Gallagher Award for Mentoring the Blind, an award he'd won himself the previous year. Dozens in the audience knew his history, blinded at age 3 by a freak accident, 3-time Paralympics gold medalist and current world record holder in downhill speed skiing, entrepreneur on the verge of bringing a portable global positioning system, GPS, to the blind, co-inventor of the world's first laser turntable, mud hut dweller in Ghana, husband to a beautiful blonde wife, in attendance and dressed in a tight black top, short black skirt and black high heels, loving father, former CIA man. People watched the way May moved. He walked with a quiet dignity, effortlessly negotiating the obstacle course of banquet tables and chairs, smiling at those he passed, shaking hands along the way. There was more than mobility in his step. His gait seemed free of regret, his body language devoid of longing. Most of the people in this room worked with the blind every day, so they knew what it looked like for a person to yearn for vision.